I always think of the Charles, I always think of the image of the football manager who's had a bad day at the office and has to come out and face the world. But do you consider today a bad day at the office? I mean, it's been a fantastic advertisement for racing.
No, absolutely not. No, it's been an absolutely amazing day. You know, when we embarked on this 2 years ago, someone had said to me, you're going to have a horse like Stradivarius win it 2 years in a row. Would you be happy? I'd have said, fantastically happy. But I wouldn't have been able to envisage how much fun it's been also, you know, along the way.
And the fact that it's been won by Mr. Gosden, Mr. Nilsson, and that man Dettori has probably made it more special because they really entered into all this, haven't they?
Very much so. No, I mean, to have Messrs. Gosden, Dettori, and Nilsson as the connections, and you know, a flashy little chestnut stayer, it has, you know, has been absolutely brilliant. You know, if you want to have a horse to really capture the imagination. You know, we couldn't have chosen a better horse.
And then poor old D, do you feel a bit like DXB? He's been behind Stradivarius again. You've been playing, always been playing chase with where you've gone. John Gosden's gone one step ahead of you.
Well, DXB is a classic stayer. I mean, he's a real grinder. You know, and trained by, you know, Mark Johnson, who specialises in seriously tough horses who never give in. But Stradivarius has got this turn of foot that. You know, sets him apart, and of course that's very, very difficult for your normal stayer to counteract. I was talking to Peter Easterby after the race, and I was asking him how Sea Pigeon would have got on with Stradivarius, and he said without hesitation he'd have done him on the line.
For you and your team, it's been great, but has it done its job to the extent? Clearly, when you started, you were all concerned about the profile of stayers.
Yes, I mean, I think it's achieved more than we could possibly have dreamt of. You know, the narrative has been fantastic. You know, ever since March, when we started in Dubai, you know, every week there's a mention of the stayers and the stayers million. And I think you've only got to look at the quality of the races this year to see the effect they've had. I mean, the Gold Cup was an absolutely amazing race, stuffed full of very high-profile horses. And I don't, you know, I honestly think that the million has played a big part in that.
Going to have a nice weekend, are you?
Oh, very much so. I'll be hitchhiking down the A1.
Nice supper waiting for you when you get there.
Well, we won't be able to afford that. It'll be bread and water, I think.
I won't ask whether you'll do it again, but is it something now that you'll have a, you presumably the great thing is you can now go and have a think as to what you want to do, because, you know, if you were to do it again, it wouldn't start until next April. So you've got time to have a think, haven't you?
We've got time to reflect, absolutely. You know, obviously, it's an extremely expensive habit to form. But the effect it's had on the stairs is such that, you know, we don't want to leave the floor without giving it serious thought. So, yeah, we'll take a few weeks to reflect and decide what to do.
Can I say thank you, whatever, because it's been terrific fun as well the last 2 years.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for you know, talking about it consistently. And yeah, as I said earlier, you know, we couldn't have enjoyed it more.